I read the story yesterday. Before we came on, I don't know if it's true or not. I've got my doubts about it, but I saw the following story. It was a bacha was in Eitzolon Shiduchim, and he had he was going out to Shiduchim for a long time. He wasn't unsuccessful. He was not getting engaged. He was one Shiduch after the next, and the main reason was because he really loved eating garlic. He loved garlic, and he couldn't get out. And he was eating out. And garlic, as we all know, has got a very strong odor. And that's when he went out with potential, you know, with girls. And they straight away, they smelled the strong garlic. And he said, well, it's really, really nice. So people told him, you know, his parents said, so, you know, you stop yourself. What's the big deal? Just refrain from eating garlic. It's spoiling all your shidduchim. He said, just don't eat garlic. He said, no, I love garlic. If she doesn't like it, it's her problem, forget it. You know, I'm saying, that's what I like, that's what I am. I'm eating garlic. And I'm not going to stop just for, you know, just pretend anything. I like it. So that's me, and that's the way I am, that's what I like. And one shidduch after next. It didn't work, I didn't know it. And he was getting older, and no shidduch. Ve'yayoyim, as they say in plain English, the day came. He went out on a shidduch, and the shidduch go out and it goes very well, and in the evening the shadchan called up and said, "You really want to go ahead? This is the real thing. We had to go straight away. We have to, you know." She's happy to close the shidduch straight away and want to go ahead. What happened? This girl had lost the sense of smell. Maybe because of COVID, I don't know. She lost the sense of smell. He hadn't returned. And she was very, more than that, as she was going out in the shidduch, she had, because the garlic has got this strong thing, that tears were coming down. She had tears coming down from the strong garlic. And she felt, she was tears coming down, she was getting all emotional about this shidduch. She said, no, this must be Simon HaShemayim, he's the Beshet. So she called up the Shadchan in the evening, she wants to close the shidduch straight away. And the rest is history, Rabbi, the rest is history. So, the morale of the story, what's the morale of the story, Rabbi? So what's the morale of the story? What do you see from this story? Which either may or may not have happened, I don't know. But the way he brings this, I don't know, what do we see from this? What?
Don't give up.
I think it's probably, yeah, I love that. Don't give up.
I wish she didn't get a smell.
Yes.
How you go?
And when, I think that, you know, when it's Beshet, you know, yeah. You know, and who knows why she had lost the sense of smell in the first place? Who knows? Yeah, okay, Abu Isai. It's an interesting quotation. Now, see if you'd base in Simon Nun Gimel. That is where we are up to. That's the halacha as follows. See if you'd base Simon Nun Gimel. So, yeah, Nun Gimel you'd base. Eim Namani Mishakori Le'al. Very interesting. This is a proof that the Sfardim are right. If you don't want to evidence the Sfardim are right and we are wrong, that's what it is. Ein memanin, you don't appoint a shliach tzibur, you don't appoint a chazan. Mishikori le'alfin einin, somebody who pronounces an aleph like an ein. Le'einin alfin, and somebody who pronounces the ein like an aleph. Now, gentlemen, it's bad news for us. Because we don't distinguish at all between an aleph and an ein. Would you make a difference between the al and al? Shema and Shema, we don't make a difference. You know, you say vayikra, he called. Or vayikra, he tore. One is aleph, one is ayin. It doesn't sound the difference. Al means on top with an ayin.
El.
Yeah, el and al. Okay, that's, yeah, I know. But but if they're both with the same vowel. Let's say, I think vayikra is a good example. Kora, to call, or kora with an ayin is to tear. We don't pronounce differently. What's another example? Le'ovdoi. That's right. That's right, le'ovdoi. Ovad with an ayin. Ovad with an ayin is to serve. Ovad with an aleph is to lose or to. We don't pronounce any different. And there's no question about it that we are wrong. There's no question about it. Yeah, Yeah. Now the Sfadim, they are still distinguishing. They're making this guttural sound with an ayin, which we don't have. It's lost by us. It's probably. I was always hesitant. I mean, there's no question about it. They are right. It can't be that there's two letters with the identical sound. It can't be. It cannot be. Yeah, Tevantov. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Tez and the Tov, that's the Temonim, are right, because they do the Tov to do with the sound. That only the Temonim have got it. Yemenites, they've got the. We don't have that. But the Aleph and Ayin, you can see over here, how does that make sense? I mean, don't appoint somebody who says the Aleph, the Ayin, and the Ayin, the Aleph. Don't make such a chazan. So we wouldn't find any Ashkenazic chazan, you know, because we don't differentiate at all.
Doesn't it change the meaning then? If you don't differentiate, then aren't you changing the meaning? And you can't change the meaning.
Again?
If you're not differentiating between an Aleph.
So they sound the same, although it's two different words.
Yeah, but if you don't pronounce them correctly, then you're changing the meaning, aren't you? Especially if you're reading Laning from the Sefer Torah, and if you don't pronounce the when it's an al or an aleph, aren't you then changing the meaning? And that's wrong.
Yeah. So you, of course, there is a yeah. So that's what Shulchan Aruch is saying. This we should pronounce it accurately. Let's see what Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah says over here in Sifkot Lamed Zayin. Laalfin Ayn Peres Havoras Ayn Hu Bechoizek VaAmuka Yosem Havoras Aleph. The Ayn is pronounced more Bechoizek with greater strength VaAmuka and deeper. Does that mean guttural? Stronger and deeper. Is that the Ayn stronger and deeper? Can you make it strong? Is it strong and deeper? Yeah, is that the... It's got probably the guttural sound. Yosem Havoras Aleph Vuadin Lemi Shekore Ches, hey, oy, shekore, le shiboyles, siboyles. There is in Lithuania, in some parts of Litta, in White Russia, they used to say the shin and the sin. There used to be that confusion between the shin and the sin. It's uncommon now, but there used to be such a slight confusion among some communities. He says if you call a shiboyles a siboyles, a shis. There are still some old people who do that. Then it's wrong as well. You've got to make sure that every letter...
When you've got the shin, you've got two dots, maybe, on the shin on both sides.
No, you never have two on two. You either shin or the outside on the shin on the other side.
I thought the occasion when you've got both...
Yeah, so if you've got two dots, then it means it's a shoy. You've got on the right, you've got a shin with a dot on the right side, that's a shin. And if there's on the left side a dot, that's the oi. That's the shoy. Like you've got shofar, it looks like there's two dots on top of the shin.
Well, what if there's two dots on both sides?
No such thing. No, there's no such thing. V'im kulam medabrim kach mutal yoshatz. And that's our justification, boys. That's the good news. Im kulam medabrim kach, if everybody talks that way, mutal yoshatz. Shliach tzilat to be a chazen. So, phew, we can still be a chazen. And evidence we had of today's mincha, rabbi, you can be a chazen even if you don't distinguish between the aleph and the ayin. Why? Because everybody does it like that. Everybody does it like that, so it's okay. So despite the fact that we are not differentiating, but if that's the norm, that's okay.
But it goes back to my original point. Doesn't it change the meaning then?
No, so it doesn't really change the meaning, because if everybody talks like that, then it's fine. I'll give you an example. In English, we also sometimes have two words spelled differently, but we pronounce it the same way. For instance...
Wood.
Wood and wood. That's right. So we've got two words, very different meaning. One is wood, the timber, wood, and one is would you please. They are spelled differently, but they are pronounced the same. So you can also so the answer is you can sometimes have similar identical pronunciation with different meanings, different words. So Rabbi Isai, the reason why we're not makbet on the aleph and the ayin is because when it talks about it, it's okay. V'da oid. Do'anel nikol mishe enu yochal oitzia oitzia kitikunam. What if it's got a lisp? It's got a lisp or it's got a stutter. He said, that's not a problem. Kun shekoved peh v'koved loshen, like famously Moshe Rabbeinu. Slight verbal delay. It's fine. It's not a problem at all. Moshe Rabbeinu kvad peh v'kvad loshen. And Gamkin ain't Moridin Moisrif Neatebi, you don't take him, you're allowed to be a chazan, there's no problem at all. Because that's, it's normal, it's fine, it's okay. The question is, in brackets, he speaks about Nesias Kapayim, if that would be a problem, it leaves it with Tzorchian. It's true. It's not the evidence. So we're not bringing evidence for Moshe Rabbeinu. You can be a chazan. You're right. The reason why you can't be a chazan, even if a person has a stotter, it's not because of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just as the Mishnah said, it's normal. It's okay. It's within the world of norm, and therefore it's okay. I'm just saying that Moshe Rabbeinu also happened to have had. I want to just point out that do you want to say something?
Can a deaf person be a chazan?
If he's not hearing at all,
no.
Well, it's going to be difficult to be a chazan anyway.
Yeah.
He probably can't.
If he knew everything about that,
it would be a problem to be Moitzi's rabbin. Rabbi Sai, there is an interesting drasha zaran. Reb Shimshon Foliesh also said it. Had the Hashkocha have it that Moshe Rabbeinu had a slight kvad peh v'kvad loshon? Why was it? Pardon?
I've heard this.
Actually. So there was.
Apparently, the Rebbeinu is a brilliant speaker.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But then you can.
So Dosh Taran writes, and Rav Shimshon Foliesh also says that people who have got an incredible oratory power and energy. They can't convince you to buy anything and to do anything. Famously, Hitler, Yimach Shemoi V'Zichoi, he had an enormous koyach. When he would speak in public, it would be electrifying. It was unbelievable. Good people who have got this energy and they are dynamic speakers, they can sell anything to you. They can do anything to you. They'll do anything and you'll believe it. He'll go for it. So it was very important that Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing down the Torah that he would not be a good speaker. That people just, of course, he's such a good darshan, he'll sell you anything, the Torah, he's just a good salesman. No, he was kvad peh v'kvad loshon. Whatever he was saying was the toichen was good. What he said is not the way he said it. It's not about the how dynamic speaker he was, but it was the fact that what he said is comes from the Rebbeinu Shem. It's a Torah's Hashem. And there should be anybody saying, no, he was just a good salesman. And I think it's a very...
Was he born with
a... No, that happened later, according to the Medrash. According to the Medrash, it was later, yeah. Yeah, with the colds that he put into his mouth. Yeah, okay. See, if you'd Gimel teach us the following halacha. Poichich, v'ushem, bigdoi, korua, somebody whose clothes is torn, v'zrois of megulim, and he's got areas of his body which are revealed and open, such as his arm, his elbows are open and revealed. Lo yered lifnei atev, shouldn't be davening for the omot. Mishnebura says, Sivkot Lametez, Roysov Gam Kseifov, similarly also, somebody whose shoulders are revealed may not be a chazan. Livne Atevo Lasos Shatz, Lispalil. You can't dump the omot if you are partially undressed. So from here we see there's a special halacha. Of course, davening is one thing, but if you are to be the chazan, you've got to be more dressed up. There's certain halachas about being a chazan, and that's where it comes from. We've seen it yesterday as well. There is some aspect of, the ropes that the chazanim used to wear, sometimes the hats that the chazanim wore. There is an aspect that if you're the shliach tzibur, you're wearing special designated garments, some of it may have come from the non-Jewish world, but some of it certainly did not come from the non-Jewish world. Most of it, we see halachas that the chazan has to be dressed. What's the word if you're overdressed? Not overdressed. So some of it comes from very, very, very appropriate makoros. Right.
All well for pets.
Top hats, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's a. I wonder. That's an interesting statement you're making. Interesting. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. You see, that the goyim have taken some of these things from us. The galach, what the galachim wears. Don't know about that. I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. I don't know. It's an interesting one.
If you go to a hot country like Israel, and it's very hot, then presumably you have the same problem. The husband couldn't be in shorts.
Yeah, so what the answer is, he should still be makbid on these alochas, and he should ensure to be fully dressed. And as well as being fully dressed, you should probably think of putting the air conditioning on. Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that the chazan should, the Shulchan Aruch says, it should be makbid to distinguish between the Aleph and the Ayin, and the Ayin Aleph. The reason why we are not careful with that, which is such a precious minhag that the Sfardim have, that we are not makbid on that, because if anybody talks that way, then it's fine, and it's accepted, it's okay. The Mishnah continues and says, even somebody's got a stutter or another verbal difficulty, it's still totally fine. He can daven for the Amud. We further learned that the dress code of the chazan is on a higher level, should ensure to be dressed fully and appropriately in order to be mehane de tzibur with a respectful, to be presentable in a respectful way. Abayi Sai, having said it, I wish you a very, very good Shabbos.